Hey guys, so I have not posted in a while here. I have not made an episode in quite some time. Excuse the background noise. Sorry about that. But I have felt so restricted in posting episodes on here because of the new rules. And I just honestly have had such a really crazy life. There's a lot going on. And today's episode, I really wanted to kind of share with you and be vulnerable and kind of tell you a little bit about what's going on with my life. That way there's others that can relate and understand where I'm coming from, and it's almost kind of like a sentimental thing, because you know we all go through our trials and tribulations in life, but unfortunately this isn't something that is a one and done thing. It's not something that is like, oh, I experienced this in my life, I got past it, and now I can talk about it. It's something that I consistently deal with every day. So it's not like, like I said, it's something that's here for the remaining of my life. And I know a lot of people can relate with me on this because it's just too real. It's going to a specialist and them telling you this is your life now. This is a whole new ball game for people that experience what I'm going to explain to you and tell you. So I know in back in a few of my episodes I did talk about not feeling well, and I've had some certain things happen in my life for the past 3 years, but I kind of want to go over it again and kind of start from the beginning and kind of tell you where I'm at right now, because it's very disheartening sitting around and dwelling on my circumstances. And I know that depression is such a big thing right now that nobody really talks about that much, because the world has changed, our environment has changed around us as we know it, and I feel like there's just so much that has changed in my life that I know for a fact that there's other people suffering and dealing with the same circumstances as me. So I don't feel alone with that, but sometimes I do feel alone because I don't see that struggle with many other people that are around me and that I know. So it's difficult really talking about it with anybody that doesn't understand how I feel. Family members, spouse, children, things like that. Like, you know, it's very difficult. So I feel like my podcast is here for me to come here and be able to talk about it as if, you know, like I explained in one of my other episodes way back in the beginning of the podcast when I first started it. Because, you know, I do spiritual counseling. So I did mention about one of the ways of being able to talk with somebody without them being physically there. So my thing with my podcast is if I'm talking to my podcast and to my listeners as if I am talking to somebody else, and I don't mean as like a professional or anything like that. I just mean like I'm able to feel comfortable enough and vulnerable enough to come on here and kind of talk about myself, my problems, and a little bit about my life. So I feel comfortable enough doing that because I don't feel ashamed of what I go through. I mean, is it difficult? Yeah. Hell yeah. My life is like a maze. You know, like when you wake up in the morning, you just don't know really which way to go. And you're constantly traveling down these paths in this huge maze every single day, right? And not knowing when you're gonna get to the middle of that maze to find the solution or a conclusion to your problems, or if you're gonna find your way out ever, because it's just a constant maze and a constant replica of things that you do on a daily basis. That's just basically the same thing you do every single day, but you go down different paths, if you understand what I'm saying. So I understand where certain individuals can be coming from, and certain individuals will understand what I'm going through and can relate to me in many, many ways. So to start, I really, 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 really want to push this, because of the fact that there's, like I said, there's so much depression and anxiety that is happening around the world in general. There's so many mental health concerns for us people, and I feel like it's not being talked about enough. I feel like it's not being shared enough. I feel like there's just not enough support system for it. And you know how the system works when it comes to healthcare and things like that, that it's not always so easy to go get help. It's not always so easy, or you know, supportive as far as having family members or friends that can understand you. You get lucky if you can find somebody or have somebody in your life that is incredibly understanding, and they kind of know what you're going through because they've gone through the same things, or they've gone through the same things in life, or they're just struggling really hard with their mental health. Now that we're in this time period where it's the holidays, I see a lot of it being very, very suppressed by people, because a lot of people don't feel holiday spirit. And I mean, me myself, it took me, usually I decorate in November for Christmas stuff, because that's how I was raised. It's like a tradition thing in my family. It's always what I've done for my kids. But this year, I didn't start decorating until like maybe a week or two into December, which we're at the second week already. So I'm talking about just recently. And you just don't feel, you don't feel good, and you don't want to celebrate something that doesn't feel normal anymore. And I know a lot of you are probably will listen to this and be like, yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. Because it just doesn't feel normal anymore. The energetic field around us is all stagnant, and it just doesn't, it's not flowing in the right direction, and it's just very stagnant energy that's surrounding us and you know, like our realm, our planet, our energetic field, the earth's energetic field. Everything is so stagnant, and it's just like spiraling out of control, and it's going in so many different directions right now that we just don't feel calm. We don't feel collected. And we're not, let's be honest, let's be real here, we're not practicing self-care, we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not taking care of our mental health. We're kind of pushing things aside because there is just, everything costs money, you know what I mean? So it's so hard to find somebody that you can talk to that doesn't cost like $100 an hour. It's so hard to find somebody, you know, if you want to do the medication route, to go to a doctor's appointment and be able to financially support yourself for that. Because it's just with the world right now, with finances and family and a lot of responsibilities, being able to just survive, have a roof over your head, have food in your mouth is hard enough. So it's just really, it's really, really sad of how many of us humans are suffering right now because we just don't have the criteria, the finances, and the way of being able to go and get help for what's convenient for us. So it's just very difficult. So I will say that if you are struggling, I will give you some of my own criteria, and that's just by mouth, by word, is that I have been looking up a lot of stuff, even if it's like a phone app or something like that. Like, I try to find free things all the time because Lord knows I have 3 children and I'm currently not working like a physical job because of my circumstances with my health, that I am trying to find programs or things like that that are on my time, convenient to me, that I can do in the interim because I'm struggling a lot with my mental health because of the fuckery that I've been dealing with for the past few years. And it just has created a chaos bubble in my brain that I'm trying to alleviate. I'm trying to take that stress down. And I'm a navigator, so I don't stop at, okay, this is it for me, this is the end for me. I want to go and do something that's going to benefit me in a healthy way. So I like to do a lot of research. I like to look for things that people may miss or they don't know where to go or to start. So I will tell you, the first thing I started looking into was free yoga classes, like on the phone or apps. You can do it like within your own comfort of your home. And there was kind of some free things on my phone on the apps, but in all actuality, like, these people want you to pay like $40 a month for something you can, you know what I mean, that it should be free. So what you can do if you can't find that on like an app or on YouTube, which I think YouTube, they got a lot of different videos that are out there, different criteria that you can look at for different yoga poses and things like that. They have like mini workouts and etc. I can't work out like cardio and stuff like that because of my health issues, but there is definitely there's videos on there for relaxation, stretching, energy work. All these are put into the yoga category. Stress relief, if you have a hard time going to sleep at night. So there's just a lot of different options for you know, for your fit, for your needs, or that will fit your needs. So you just have to kind of go out there and look for that yourself. I am not inclined on this podcast to even try to go find something and get links for you guys, because I don't know how to use this thing. I'm so old school. I don't even use a microphone. I just stay here on my phone and talk. And pray to God that my episode will post, because sometimes I'll make a whole episode that's extremely long and it just, I get so frustrated because I'll go to post the episode and it's just gone. And I don't want to redo the whole thing over again because this is just free thinking. It's not something that I plan to do. It just, it's whatever pops in my head and I'll do it. I'll make an episode. So the first thing I said I started with was yoga. Because if you're going through like extreme stress, yoga I heard was like one of the best things you can start doing to help some of your stress and your anxiety and the tension and things like that in your life. Meditation obviously is at the top of the chart because we know that meditating is also very peaceful and calming to the mind, heart, and soul. And then also thinking about what you're putting in your body, being more aware of what you're putting in your body. I know it's super expensive for food right now, but kind of like when you go shopping for yourself, even for your family, just being aware of like all the processed things that you're putting in your body that can cause inflammation and things like that, because I've been learning a lot about inflammation. Because I was diagnosed with a connective tissue disease and I have inflammatory disease and an autoimmune disease. So I've really been trying to focus on bettering myself because it's been one hell of a few years for me. And I'm more aware of my body and my health now than I was ever before because I was just constantly trying to search for answers that I wasn't getting, and I'm still on the broad spectrum right now with what's kind of going on with my body because no one really knows for 100% fact, and that's what's frustrating for me is I'm not getting an answer, especially with like the heart stuff I have going on, the lung stuff I have going on, and it's very scary because you never know if you're just going to wake up or not wake up one day, you know, or wake up one day and end up having a really, really bad episode of, like, things in your life. And, you know, I hate the hospital. I try to not go there as much as I can because I've lived in the hospital for the past 3 years, and I don't mean every day there. I mean, like, every other week, and it's the same thing. You know, hey, you're not dying, you're not having like a heart attack or anything, so you can just go home, follow up with your doctor. It's the same thing over and over again, no results. And it's very expensive. So yeah. But I feel like if you're somebody that is struggling with health issues like myself, with like inflammation and things like that, like I can name every single thing I have, and it's so crazy for my age. Doctors look at me like, what in the heck, you're this age, this should not be happening. 3 years ago you were so healthy, you were running a mile every other day, you were exercising, you were going to the gym, you were, you know, in good shape. Your vitals were good, your blood work was good, you're this, you're that, you're that, that, that. And now, like, my life has taken a turn for the worse 3 years ago, and it has pretty much destroyed my mental health. As well with my physical health. So it's just like, when you have to battle both of those together at the same time, it's just so much harder to live your everyday life because of that. And I want you to know, like, you're not the only one out there that battles back and forth between two separate issues that combine into one big issue that can pull you down really, really hard. And I'm the kind of person that doesn't want to go out there and be the best that I can be for, you know, and be that coach for other people, and be that backbone for other people. And I can't do that if I'm not okay. And for the past few years, I've been doing it and taking on all that extra stuff from other people's lives. And I've slowly started to realize that I cannot keep adding more fuel to the fire, in a sense. Like, I gotta focus on myself before I can help other people again. But I felt like this message was meant to be, because I want people to know they're not alone. This is, you know, people will say, yeah, I know what you're going through, yeah, blah, 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 but do they really know what you're going through? Do they really know how bad you suffer, how much pain you're in, you know, how hard is it to breathe, your heart thumping out of your chest, the feeling of just being unwell, rashes, I mean, fevers, sinus, and recurrent infections. I mean, like, does people really know what you're going through other than the people that actually go through it? Because people will say, yeah, no, yeah, like it's always a pissing contest with people, you know, a lot of people that I've ran across. It's like, yeah, I know what you're going through. I go through this, but it's like completely opposite. And I'm not trying to like slam those people down. I'm just trying to say, like, there's gotta be like more resources out there. There's gotta be more communities that are created for people and individuals that actually have the same thing going on. So there's more to discuss. There's more uplifting things to be able to do for other people. And there's more understanding, because, you know, there's a lot of people that will be like, well, I have this, and that. And then that'll give information to another person if they're having the similar symptoms. And then that person can go talk to their doctor, and the doctor can check them for those certain symptoms. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like a win-win. Now, with mental health, a lot of people are experiencing the same thing. So I can't sit here and say no. Like, okay, just because this person had A, B, and C happen to them does not mean that their PTSD does not count or is not as bad as someone who had A, B, and C happen to them, because PTSD is PTSD. Anxiety is anxiety. Whether this person has it worse than the other person, it does not matter. It's all in the same thing. It's literally the same thing. So I myself am planning on, in my own social media, which Facebook is basically the only things other than TikTok, am thinking about creating not a Facebook page, but a group, creating a new group or whatever it's called on there, for people, you know, that really need extra attention, really need supportive people to lift them up on their bad days. And this can go for people with any kind of ailments, any kind of diseases, any kind of mental health problems, to be able to have that support group, and then, you know, be able to find people where, you know, maybe locally where they're at, and meet new people that they can hang out with and go to dinner with, get a cup of coffee with, do something with that they can relate to, so they don't feel so alone. Because that's really what it is. Just a lot of people feel so alone. They don't understand that there's so many people out there that are experiencing this, the similar things that they go through or what they're going through. And I want to be able to be that person. I can't think of the word right now, because you know what? That's the issue that I'm having a lot with my autoimmune disorders, is it's messing with my brain. So sometimes I talk backwards, sometimes I say things that don't make sense, and sometimes I forget what I'm saying. And it's very frustrating because it's like I have so much capacity to be able to be a speaker, be somebody that can go out there and say what's on my mind. And intuitively, my intuition and my gifts that I have, that's where everything comes from, is from my brain. So it's like, you know, how am I supposed to be able to intuitively, subconsciously, and consciously get those messages out there whenever I'm having this disruption? And I'm trying to figure that out right now. That's what I'm trying to do. The world has kicked my ass, but I'm not going to let the world take me over. So I'm going to try to do my best to compensate on my end, to do what I feel is right, or what spirit is calling me to do, to be able to revive myself. And I've been trying for years. There's no book on it. There's a lot of books you can read, but let me tell you, everybody and every individual is so different in so many different ways that you have to go find yourself, and you need to find what works with for you. Sorry. There we go. My brain dysfunction right there. You need to find what works best for you and fits your needs. So everybody's so uniquely different. What works for one will not work for another. But yeah, I just wanted to create this message. Whenever I get that Facebook group going, I will definitely come back on here, and I will definitely try to figure out how to add a link or something in the episode box for the description. And you guys are more than welcome to go there to the group, add yourself in, follow me, whatever you want to do, when I have that available for you guys. And I probably will work on that later today, because I'd rather get on the computer and do it and not do it from my phone, because it's too small for me to see, really. I mean, I have a big phone, but it's still too small, and I feel like there's more options on the computer when it comes to Facebook than there is on the phone. So, but I will definitely get that out there as soon as I can. You know, I want it to be something that is helpful and creative for other people. And I will be posting. I will find free stuff, and I will be posting on that group page. I will be telling people, okay, hey, I found this today. So if you're having this kind of day, then this criteria right here is something you may want to look at, you may want to practice, you may want to do. If you're not a reader like myself, you know what I mean? Like, there's other options out there. Like I said, there's YouTube videos to show you how to do things. I'm not personally someone that likes to read and look at pictures on how to do something accurately. I like to watch and do it hands-on myself. So I will be looking at a lot of videos to post on there. So that mainly it's going to be a lot of uplifting messages and posts like that. And there's also going to be YouTube videos, or whatever videos, wherever you find the videos at, which is mainly going to be YouTube, but YouTube videos for help as well. So don't lose faith. Don't lose hope today. Try to have a good attitude today about your life. Okay? Try to tell yourself things are going to get better. They're not going to stay the same. And just know that there's other people out here. We're going to find them. And we're going to be able to have that support that you're missing. So don't worry about it. Take it easy today. It's Friday. It's almost Christmas. I know. It's a sad few years. The thing about all the things, on a positive note, that you can accomplish with just the right support system.
in the right direction. And I'm going to try to provide that for whoever I can. Whether you listen to this podcast, listen all the way through, or just skimmed over it, or didn't see it at all. So, you guys have a good Friday. Make sure you drink your water, make sure you're eating something, and make sure you're getting enough sleep. And take care of yourself until I see you guys again. Alright guys, you guys have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you till then, but I promise you I will be back on here before the 9 days, and I will make sure I have that link, because I am serious about this group, and I want it done, and I want it done now, but because I'm an Aries, and I will start something, I will be so forward into it, and then I stop, and that's my problem, so I'm going to make sure I put that on my New Year's resolution that I follow through with what I'm doing, because I have a very, very hard time. So that's one of my issues, but I am working on it. But yes, I will definitely make sure that I make this group. It's very important to me. I know it's very important to other people. So till next time, guys.